So this morning I was thinking we go through some of the details for the level one containers, and Rosie on the lovely people at the Dog Project, Jackie and Rosie, are hosting a containers element one specialty containers trial. It's on Sunday the 30th of April at Albion Park, and there's still some spots if anyone would like is interested in joining in. The prerequisite for the trial is just your birch ORT. So obviously only birch is used, is the only odor used at the trial. And I thought I would go through just what some things you can expect on the day. So obviously this is hosted, it's an ACSW trial. So your expectations are that your car park etiquette is to give space to all other dogs and be considerate of reactive dogs as well. Because it's an element trial, we're not there all day, so it's not quite as difficult to give dogs space and to not necessarily have your dog out all of the time, which is one of the great things about element trials and why it appeals to a broader range of dogs and people as well, because you know it's not going to take your whole day, most likely. So yeah, just be a have a little bit of respect for other people trying to navigate the car park. Whether you have a reactive dog or not, basically. I've entered my reactive dog, so hopefully we'll be able to nab a friend to help us get to the search area if we need to, which is always a really good option if you're going to a trial. If you can ask someone, and you do have a reactive dog, if you can ask someone to accompany you and then maybe wait when you exit, because often it's very difficult to get back to your car because people are out in the car park talking and you know, socializing and happy because they may have passed or whatever the case may be. Yeah, that's one of the good things about it is if your dog is a little bit more stressed or concerned with the environment, they're not going to be there for the whole day. Okay, and that's why I've sort of decided to element trials are the thing for my reactive dog because it's just such a better, it's a really good environment for him. So containers, and this is something, and Lynn and Jen will know all about this, having been on the behind the scenes. And it's something not everybody realizes just how much work is involved behind the scenes for a container trial, especially a level one, which while is technically easier, is actually a lot of work for the hosts. And because just the amount of boxes that need to be made up and kept in reserve is a lot. And that's just not blank boxes, it's odor boxes as well. And especially newer dogs that are coming in to do trials like this may not have as much training with not smashing boxes or drooling, or and the handlers as well might be more likely to drop food and leave food residue on boxes. But we'll get into faults a little bit later. So when the dog, yeah, when the dogs come through, there's often slobber, paws, all these boxes would need to be replaced. So keep that in mind. It can take a little bit extra time between runs. So on behalf of the hosts, I would ask you for a little bit of patience when it comes to that. And also be patient with your dog too, because the changing of boxes can sometimes change the picture, the odor picture. And that's just sort of how it is. It's no one's fault. It just is. ACSW is really good in regards to that because they require all containers to be brand new, never used before. So they do put in place as many things as possible to make your day a success, and at least to, you know, give your dog the best opportunity. Okay, you may not get warm-up boxes. However, last time I went to the Dog Project's trial, they did have warm-up boxes for their level one interiors. So there is no walkthrough. There are four searches and there will be one birch hide per search. Your time limits may vary. Generally, I found they're a little bit shorter than full day trial time limits, as that you would expect in a full trial, but it will be ultimately up to the CO on the day. So the contain, this is the other interesting thing. It does add a little bit of complexity to your level one containers. Is that the containers can be set in any pattern. And that can throw some people, you know, they walk in and it's not your two lines straight down the, the thing. So when you get to this the start line, that's something I think that's important to look at is how you're going to plan your search, especially at last minute because there's no walkthrough. The other thing is the containers can be any shape or size. They have to be cardboard in a level one, but they can be any shape or size, which means often that odor is going to escape the containers differently. Each search is worth 25 points, and you'll need 100 points and no more than 3 faults to get your element specialty title. So that's when we come to getting a leg, which is another great thing about the element specialty titles that you can't do in a full trial, is you can get 75 points. So you need to pass 3 out of the 4 to get a leg, and that will count towards your next element one specialty containers trial. So it doesn't count towards a plus trial or anything else. It will only count towards exactly the same trial. But that means in the next one, you once again only need to get 3 out of the 4. Okay, so any questions about that? I'll just take this opportunity to drink my coffee. Okay, cool. I didn't want to talk too long about faults, or I didn't really want to finish on faults, but you know, I think it's important, especially for people that may not have done a lot of trialing with ACSW before. So all of these faults relate just to ACSW. And you get, it's when the rules say no more than 3 faults, it means you can accrue 3 faults over the course of the trial and still pass. So 4 faults is what is an automatic elimination from the trial. So what will give you 4 faults straight off the bat is being absent from the search. Funny that. Being dismissed for, you know, there's a variety of reasons, unprofessional behavior, you know, be polite to everyone, basically. Telling, I think it's telling other people where the hides are will also get you immediately dismissed. You know, just common sense things. I hope nobody needs to, you know, be bothered with all of these. Eliminating in a search area will give you 4 faults straight away. And if your dog is in undue stress, or, you know, it's got to be fairly extreme for that to happen, the judge may ask you to leave the search. Or if your dog's out of control, I think that's another one. Okay, so things that will give you 1 fault that are more likely to happen, and one that is using an alternate signal in case of your alert. So if you use, sorry, Lynn, I don't think it counts for saying finished instead of alert, but using an alternate signal that you haven't previously discussed with the judge. With then, you know, to get approval, you, if you do need to use an alternate signal, you can get approval for that, you know, if you're for whatever reason, but you have to get approval first. Pouring or digging or any damage to the search area, disturbing or touching any items in the search area. And this, I think, can happen unintentionally. You know, your dog knocks over something, can you go to put it back up? That's a fault. So you cannot touch anything in any search area, including containers. And dropping food, so that's compromising or contaminating the search area. Putting your dog in an unsafe position, I think that's all right. Delay in responding to a judge when you are asked where. So that is another one I think people don't often realize is if the judge didn't see, sometimes that's the reason they ask where, they just didn't see which where your dog, you might have been standing in the way or a volunteer standing in the way. That's one of the most likely reasons a judge will actually ask where is that they just didn't see. So don't overthink it, you know, go with your gut, I guess. But if you hesitate, the judge has every right to give you a fault for that, because
Yeah. I
that's, yeah.
going to say that's highly unlikely to happen in a container search.
Yeah, but it can happen. But yeah, it is very unlikely. And, you know, at level one, I think the judges are a little bit more likely to give you some leeway. But it's good for people to know, I think, and I've seen it happen in trials where they get asked where, and you know, there's a nice 3 or 4 second pause while they wait for their dog to go back to owner. That's a fault. But yeah, very unlikely. In fact, most of these faults are very unlikely to nose work level one. Your start line, dog not crossing in the designated area. Once again, you've got three faults over the four search areas. You've got a bit of leeway there with your faults, but I think the one that sticks out that is probably most likely is people rewarding on top of the boxes and accidentally leaving food residue or dropping food on top of the boxes. Another way you can be considerate, I guess, to the other competitors is to make sure you're rewarding next to the box, not on top of the box. Okay, so I actually think I have covered everything that I was hoping to for the container trial. Jen, do you have anything else that you can add to that? Or any questions from anyone?
The only thing that I would add is don't rush your dogs. Let them search, and if they're still searching, don't call alert until they finish. Because often you see in ORTs and beginners, their dog starts to show interest in a box, and competitors go alert, and the dog's not even completed their search. And don't take your eyes off your dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jen's a ACSW judge and CO, so she gets to see a lot of dogs running containers. Yeah, that's very true. And I had that. I ran the dog in white on the weekend, and while it was a nose work too, my dog, showed fair bit of interest in the first three containers she hit, but she was just working her way back to the container that actually had the odor in. So even though part of me wanted to just call it so we didn't break anything, it was the better decision to let her work back to source. Anything else about level one containers that you can think of? The only other thing I can think of is that they are all done on lead for anyone new coming through. And yeah, I think that's probably about it. So, unless there's any other questions, thank you everyone for joining that part of our segment today.